on WGLT Normal, Illinois. How about a little Neil Hefti encore here? It's Everything I've Got Belongs to You. Arranger and songwriter Neil Hefti with his own band in, I don't know, 1960 or so. And Everything I've Got Belongs to You. Rodgers and Hart actually wrote that song, and Hefti put a couple of little chase scenes in there as his own personal touch. I'm Don Munson. We're here on GLT this evening. And Everything I've Got does belong to you. All the music that I've got, bring some of it in every Thursday night here on GLT. Here's one of them. It's John Pizzarelli singing with the George Shearing Quintet, a song that Bobby Troup wrote.
To the wise, the top dietitians in town insist. The best source of vitamin C there can be is a lemon twist. Even a skeptic replies that here's a suggestion you can't resist. A cool drink with ice is improved with some slices of lemon twist. It isn't merely circumstantial evidence that the lemon is a highly healthful citrus fruit. The most respected scientists agree with the physiologists, and here's one fact you can't dispute. Why don't you open your eyes? Your psychosomatic ills won't persist. If quick like a rabbit, you latch to the habit of lemon twist. In town insist the best source of vitamin C there can be is a lemon twist. Even the skeptic replies that here's a suggestion you can't resist. No. A cool drink with ice is improved with some slices of lemon twist. Oh, it isn't merely circumstantial evidence that the lemon is a highly healthful citrus fruit. The most respected scientists agree with the physiologists, and here's one fact you can't dispute. Why don't you open your eyes? Your psychosomatic ills won't persist. Here we go. If quick like a rabbit, you latch to the habit of lemon twist.
George Shearing's quintet, a great sound, with John Pizzarelli. And he added his guitar to the mix on Bobby Troup's song, Make You Thirsty. I'm Don Munson here on Radio Munson. I've been wondering with regard to the wall separating that will be built, separating our nation from Mexico. Will that prevent us from getting down to Tampico on the Gulf of Mexico? I was thinking about that because that was one of the big hits of 1945. It was June Christy singing with the Stan Kenton Band.
Tampico, down in Mexico. the boys. Hey, fellas, dig that square.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
June Christie with the Stan Kenton Band, down in Tampico. On radio, Munson, I was thinking about those years. The bands, you know, Kenton's band came along right at the end of the Second World War, and it was more of a listening band than a dance band. And the bands were breaking up. I mean, there were a lot of factors in that. One was the scarcity of oil at the end of and gasoline. Near the end of the war and after the war. But there were others as well. There were other economic factors that were a part of that. But through it all, and it really through the swing era, the Mills Brothers had been popular. I mean, they came aboard in the late 1920s and were singing on WLW in Cincinnati. And you could hear them really all over the country. But as the Warriors started, the Ink Spots had come into their own, and they were sort of stealing the thunder from the Mills Brothers. And then in 1942, the Mills Brothers went in the studios, and they recorded Paper Doll, again just using that guitar for accompaniment. And it really caught on. It sold 6 million records. I mean, think about that, 6 million records in 1942, the Mills Brothers. With Donald Mills singing lead.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
1942, and really 1943 as well. It was a number one hit for, I forget how many consecutive months, but it was, it was huge. For the Mills Brothers from Piqua, Ohio. I think we're going to do a little set here after next 4 or 5 minutes. We'll do a series of Sugar songs. I brought in a more recent recording of Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, of a song that King Oliver wrote back in the early 1920s called Sugarfoot Stomp. And, well, we'll kick it off with that in just a few minutes. Here at sunset time, here in central Illinois, are you going to be able to see the moon tonight? I believe it is. That's the old devil moon, you know. Here's Anita O'Day with Oscar Peterson's trio.
I look at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky are blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You've got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon in your eye. You and your glance think this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the sky blazing their light, can't hold a candle to your razzle-dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
Anita O'Day, Oscar Peterson's trio, and Herb Ellis playing guitar here on Radio Munson.
Support for GLT comes from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, providing a weekly calendar of events.
Hi, this is Crystal Howard, director for the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. On Friday, the Downtown Bloomington Association will host First Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. and the Farmers Market and Artist Alley on Saturday. Friday through Sunday, the Penguin Project McLean County presents Alice in Wonderland Jr. at U-High's Stroud Auditorium. On Saturday, the Tri-Shark Triathlon Classic will be held at Comlara Park, featuring a 600-yard swim, 13-mile bike ride, and a 5K run. The third annual Cruise Inn returns to downtown Bloomington on Saturday with more than 300 cars on exhibit from 3 to 9 p.m. On Sunday, the 25th annual Champaign British Car Festival will be held at the David Davis Mansion, featuring all vehicles of British make. And the Bloomington Edge will play the Sioux City Bandits at the U.S. Cellular Coliseum on Sunday. For more information on these events or to submit your own event, contact us at visitbn.org.
Thank you.
The Sugarfoot Stomp. King Oliver wrote that in, I actually was in the 19-teens when he wrote that. And tuba playing Vince Giordano and his Nighthawks, Bring It Back Alive. They did that for Boardwalk Empire. Well, let's do some more sugar songs. I mean, we'll do some real sugar songs here. Here's one that Peggy Lee recorded with Matty Matlock's band.
Sugar. I call my baby my sugar. I never maybe my sugar. That's why my baby is so confectionary funny. I never plead for his money, 'cause when I feed him on honey, I get my needs every time. I'd make a million trips to his lips if I were a bee, 'cause they are sweeter than any candy to me. He is granulated sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine. Sugar, I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm too sweet on my sugar. That sugar baby of mine. Sugar, sugar, that sugar baby of mine.
That's Peggy Lee. Yeah. There are a lot of sugar songs out there. But I think the sugar industry needs our support, because there's so many sugar substitutes, of course, that are very commonplace today. Everybody's using them. Who's using sugar? That's why they've got the Sugar Blues. That was a song written by, what was his name? Fletcher Williams, back in, 1920 or so, called the Sugar Blues. And Clyde McCoy sort of jazzed it up with a little wah-wah trumpet and had a hit recording of it in the big band era. But Sugar Blues is meant to be played by a small combo. And that's what we have here. That's Ray Sherman playing piano, Rick Fay playing clarinet, and Dan Barrett is going to play some cornet. Sugar Blues, and that was Rick Fay on clarinet and Dan Barrett playing cornet with Ray Sherman on piano, Jeff Hamilton playing drums, and David Stone on bass. That's the way it should be played. On Radio Munson, we're just sweetening it up. We're sweetening the pot here this evening. And if your sugar is granulated, the high-lows is, well, refined.
My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind. She doesn't wear a hat, she wears a chapeau. She goes to see a cinema, but never a show. My sugar is so refined. She's got a real high-class mind.
never buys a dress, it's always a frock. And always winds her timepiece up, but never her clock. She says tomato instead of tomato. She says potato instead of potato. You should see how she holds a cup of tea with just two fingers while she sticks out three. My sugar is so refined. She's one of them high-class kind. She never shares a kiss, she lets our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing, and each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks each time I hold her tight. She's so refined, refined. Kind. Never shares a kiss, lets our lips unite. But oh, it feels like kissing, and each kiss is dynamite. I wonder what she thinks each time I hold her tight. My sugar is so refined, so refined. My girl is granulated sugar cane.
The High Lows, yeah, that's the real stuff. Granulated sugar cane. Here on Radio Munson, I posted a picture of the High Lows also on the Radio Munson Facebook page. Let's close out our little sugar set here with the Elgard Band, the Les Elgard Band, When I Take My Sugar to Tea.
Support for GLT comes from Illinois State University. Illinois State emphasizes student success and boasts a freshman student retention rate of 81.3%, higher than the national average. More at illinoisstate.edu. This is GLT.
Thank you.
That's Ted Heath's band of Great Britain, and George Gershwin wrote that song, Old Lady Be Good. Yeah. Radio Months until 9 o'clock, and then an NPR News update. And then Evening Jazz keeps on cooking here on JLT. It's a nice Thursday night, isn't it? You have plans for the weekend? Going to get down to downtown Bloomington for the first Friday events late tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. There are a bunch of them. There's a lot of stuff going on. Did I see there's a British car show? Yeah, a British car show out of the David Davis Mansion, Clover Lawn. Is that Sunday? I don't have it in front of me. But speaking of Great Britain, I've had a couple of British cars in my day, including an MG whose top was so leaky that I had the top up, the windows all closed, driving down to Champaign, and my hair was just blowing in the breeze. I mean, there were a lot of ways that wind could get in that old MG, but I miss it. I do indeed. Here's something Diana Krall did with her trio, featuring Russell Malone, of course, on guitar, and Diana singing and playing piano. And the bass player is Christian McBride.
All or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all or nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Please don't put your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. Kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart I may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no, or nothing at all. Of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no. Or nothing at all. Mm-hmm.
Diana Krall with Russell Malone and Kristen McBride. Boy, the three of them work great together. Here on Radio Munson, I'm Don. My email address is don@wglt.org. You know I love to hear from you.
Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. That you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love with me.
There's old Dean Martin. That's a Nelson Riddle arrangement also. Nelson Riddle's orchestra behind Dino. Here on Radio Munson, I'm going to do something by the Dallas Jazz Orchestra, the original Dallas Jazz Orchestra. They want to make sure you say original, apparently because there was another one that came along. Featuring Randy Lee on alto saxophone and an arrangement done initially for the Kenton Orchestra. Of a song written by Victor Young called My Foolish Heart. My Foolish Heart, the Dallas Jazz Orchestra. Man, it's a great arrangement. Originally done for the Kenton Band. That's Pete Jolly playing piano on Radio Munson, the band that Sammy Nestico put together to play his arrangement of 88 Basie Street. And that's Louis Belson playing the drums. We'll make that our closer here this evening on Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week.